The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Astros are back in the win column.
That was a good game for them to win. Get out of there with a victory after what has not been a good stretch for them.
And they make an addition. Tyler Clippard, I think, automatically becomes at least the second best reliever in their bullpen.
Yeah, I think that's your eighth inning guy now.
Yeah, the investment in Giles kind of makes me think that he'll be the ninth inning guy, but you could argue that Clippard's the best guy in that bullpen.
The thing is, if you get Yankees version of Clippard, not good. But you get what he was with the White Sox, pretty damn good.
It seems different this time with Roger Goodell not attending none of the meetings with Zeke.
That's why I'm not a fan of these suspensions without at least going to a grand jury or something. If I'm the players union, I am not letting Goodell do all this stuff.
3-4% of players in the NFL are actually getting into trouble where Roger Goodell's coming down on them. When it goes time to negotiate, those other 97% who are keeping their nose clean, they want things that helps everybody, not just the guys who get in trouble.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours? Well, some sports, some Thrones, some other stuff. Let's say 5 o'clock hour, pretty solid. Really solid. So, a lot of people speculating Uncle Benjen will save them. That would probably make sense. Does he save Bran?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the three-eyed raven.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I did not get to the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day because we went longer than usual on that. So, let's go to the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. We got two here. We're going to go to Florida. And only in Florida would this happen. Let's say you're driving a Kia Sorento. And it has a barbecue grill inside.
I saw the story. I had this pulled up for me, too.
Oh, was I going to go in dumbass?
No, it's fine. I've got plenty.
It had a propane tank in it. And the grill was turned on in the car. Driver.
You already know this isn't going well.
No. This is all these things add up. For one thing, you shouldn't be driving a Kia Sorento. Let's just start with that. But you also shouldn't be having a grill turned on with a propane tank in your car. And then light a cigarette.
Yeah, that's the kicker.
Yep, because guess what? It exploded. Vehicle was severely damaged. The driver and passenger were taken to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and burns. They're lucky they got off that light.
Yeah.
But they had a propane tank attached. Just who does that?
A dumbass.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you can go with.
I got to tell you, that's one of those Darwin things, man. If you do something like that, you probably deserve to get blown up, especially if you're in Florida. My other one was, lately we've had a lot of bear problems, right? We've had some bear stories. Well, Durango, Colorado.
Yeah.
A bear broke into an SUV early Friday, rolled it out of the driveway, and crashed it into a mailbox.
All right.
Somehow he got the thing into neutral and it rolled down the driveway.
That sounds like a made up story, like someone just trying to do insurance fraud.
Maybe.
They have pictures of this bear in the driver's seat.
They have pictures of the car and they have it all torn up. I don't see pictures of the bear. You know what? You're right. This might be well, listen to what the guy says. Usually I don't get up at 5 o'clock unless there's a bear driving a car down the street.
Right.
After the bear broke into the car, it likely released the parking brake somehow. The couple didn't see the bear leave the SUV and called 911 after the crash because they didn't know if people were to blame and possibly still in the vehicle.
Here's the other weird part of this story. Who has an SUV that's a standard transmission?
Interesting.
Interesting question.
Also,
when Bear get an SUV, can he drive stick?
He also the bear defecated. That's how they decided it was a bear. I'm thinking they went and scooped some bear poop up, put it in there.
Yeah, and did this for insurance purposes. Not buying this nonsense.
The sheriff's office did say it would have taken a human being hours to do what this bear did in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
City code enforcement officers have responded to more than 200 complaints involving bears and trash so far this year. Last year, they responded to 56 bear calls total. I think the entire animal kingdom is starting to rise up against us. That's a significant upgrade on bears eating trash.
Well, I told you, white people, we were on top of the world for a long time, and all of a sudden,
now
everyone's turning against
us. Bears.
Other races. Other species of creatures. I mean, it's everyone.
Fleas, bubonic plague.
Yeah, everyone's against us. And like I said, I don't blame them. We're reaping what we've sown here. The bears, the apes, the other races of humans. We've angered everyone. Mm. The fleas. Fleas are mad at us.
Why? What did we do to them?
I don't know.
Yeah, 936 says, I call bear bleep. I think I'm with you. I think I'm with you on that one. Oh, well, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, Jong has selected a winner.
And to make it fair, I went into all our likes and I copied everyone's name and put them in a random name generator. And the first name that it's spit up was Carlos Eduardo Lira.
All right.
Congratulations. You won a $250 gift card to put towards the McGregor-Mayweather fight, and you won a T-shirt, a poster, and what else did he win?
Well, I'll tell you.
What else did he win, Fred?
I'll tell you exactly what he won. He got a $250 gift card to use towards the purchase of the event, plus a T-shirt, hat, and commemorative fight poster. Congratulations to our winner,
Carlos Eduardo Lira.
Nice. How many of these are we giving away?
I'll check the book.
Because I'm on a gift card myself, saying, because I'm going to be back. And I'm not going to pay for that. But I'll probably go someplace and watch it.
To an establishment?
Yeah, most likely. We'll see. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And
all week long.
All week long.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So if you didn't win today, make sure you tune in again tomorrow for your second chance.
Tomorrow.
Until Sunday.
No, Friday.
Oh, sorry. Friday. That didn't have the same ring
except
to it.
We won't even be here on Thursday and Friday, so someone else is going to have to give that stuff away.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely not here Thursday. I'm hoping to not be here Friday. We're working on that.
Okay.
But you're doing fun stuff, though, right?
I'm eating barbecue.
Yeah.
if you consider that fun.
Yeah, right? I'm locking myself in a room and working on website for 2 days.
That's fun, too, in its own way.
I can drink beer while I'm doing it, I guess. There's that.
There's that. A bunch of misspellings in your website.
Yeah.
Good.
I'll do a really great editing job if I start drinking in the afternoon while I'm doing it. But, yeah, so that's my thing is trying to. We're getting close to launch, and I've got to lock down and get some things done. It's going to be a fun website. I got a bad beat story for you.
Okay.
On a golf bet, of all things. Jordan Baker made did a parlay. Well, no, he had a. Sorry. And suddenly my computer's acting up. He had Sergio Garcia to win the Masters, Brooks Koepka to take home the U.S. Open, and Justin Thomas to win the PGA Championship.
That's a parlay. Oh, yep. Boy.
And he missed out on the British Open would have been $2.5 million. He had Ricky Fowler, and Jordan Spieth got him. So it's not really a – but, God, you want to talk about
– pretty impressive to guess three out of the four.
Well, how about this? He could have just bet these things separately. Sergio was 40-1. Koepka was 80-1. Thomas was 35-1. And Fowler was 28-1.
Yeah.
And, boy, he just missed. That's pretty impressive. You don't get a damn thing for it. So, oh, my God, if Justin Thomas wins, I'm jumping out of a plane without a chute.
Did he? Let me get into the story.
No. But $2.5 million. It's pretty good, man. I give that guy credit for that. All right. We're going to take a little break here. Come back with some more sports and stuff.
A little sports and stuff.
Yeah.
Got to tell you about Triangle Energy, guys. Maybe you have realized this, but shopping for energy rates, it's not fun. It's just painful, let's to put it nicely. Triangle, they're trying to make it easy for you. Signing up with Triangle is simple and fast, and there's no hidden fees. There's no interruption in service. Take advantage of their new low 12-month rate, locked in at 8.1 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. When you get home, compare that offer to your last bill. And if your usage is 2,000 kilowatt hours a month, which is about average for these hot Texas summers, your total bill should be around $170. If you're paying anything more than that in the summer, switch immediately. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. And don't forget to use our promo code ESPN. That's going to get you the best rates. 877-93-EAGLE, TriEagleEnergy.com. PUCT license number 10064.
Happy birthday, ESPN 97.5. We're 10. If you thought we were degenerates before, wait until we hit puberty.
Hold on to your butts.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back on the Blitz. Can I get a happy birthday shout out? Armando Carrizales. There you go. Dunsky. There's one shout out. All right. I said we weren't going to do any more Astros, but we'll take Jim's call. We'll see if it's actually an improvement.
Over. Sports, gentlemen. Sports,
Jimbo. Hey now.
Listen, I'm tired of hearing about the problems with the Astros. They're the number one team in the AFL. AL, no, the AL. Guys, you guys in the media, like, I guess you need something to talk about. They got this far. Can you explain to me how they got this far and need to add something to it? I know it's a long season, and I know injuries happen.
I was going to say, Jim, do you remember the beginning of the year?
I'm out of the park right now,
Jim,
because Correa's
Jim,
coming
shut
back.
Up for a minute. Jim, shut up and listen.
Shut up.
Okay, well, I can't have a conversation with you if it's going to be one-sided. I mean, not to mention, he sounds like he's been sauced up.
Yeah, he's been hitting it pretty hard.
when they said they're leading the AFL, I was like, yeah, okay, well, that's all right.
Hey, I've been drunk at 6:19 p.m. before.
Like you said, it's a long season and injuries happen. It's a different team right now than it was at the beginning of the season. And saying Correa is going to be back, you don't know what Carlos Correa is going to be like when he comes back. No one does.
And if you were sober, you'd realize that the reason that everybody, including the players on the team, wanted to add to the pitching staff is because you need that when you get to the playoffs. It's a different animal. But regardless, this is why we don't – I may ban Astros talk for the rest of the week unless they do something. And this is – I actually didn't think Astros fan was that bad. But this has been
– you know what's happening? Astros are good now. Astros fans they're about to be intolerable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens.
Well, 2-1-0. I wish I could be that drunk on a Monday afternoon. I'm with you. I'd love to be able to be that drunk right now. What the hell? So Astros are great, man. They're just great. They're
the best team in the AFL.
The AFL is nothing compared to the Astros. And,
we just need something to talk about. Yeah. After we said, we're not going to talk Astros today.
And then
we don't need anything to talk about.
And I thought we might get a decent call on it, and then we could go into a reasonable conversation. But no, it's the same crap.
Yeah. There's no reasonable conversation to be had.
Just wait until Quentin Correa comes back. That should be so good. Yeah. Oh, man.
The Astros, you're right. They are the best team in the AFL. Their lead is now 5 over the Red Sox instead of, what was it, 12?
Yeah, it was 12 at one point.
I mean, there's cause for concern. Yeah, no one's hitting a panic alarm around here.
Yeah.
But it is confusing to me that they didn't do something to get better.
Mm.
By the way, did you see this coming, that the Angels are the second place team in the AL West, and the Angels are actually fighting for a wild card spot now?
No, I didn't.
Like, would you have ever seen that coming? I mean, everyone thought Mariners, Rangers are the teams that, you know, at the beginning of the season, I think most people thought either Mariners, Rangers, or Astros would win the division. I don't know anybody who was talking about the Angels, and suddenly here they are.
And, yeah, I mean, to be honest, I just thought it was Rangers or Astros. I didn't give the Mariners much of a chance. I wasn't.
Well, you were wise.
I wasn't down with them. But, Yeah, it's I am surprised to see them in second, and I think part of it's because the other teams haven't really performed. But they're, and I would not have guessed them there. I'd have guessed the damn A's might be better before I'd guess.
Yeah,
the
maybe Rangers. So, yeah.
But they're 3 games over .500. They're playing good baseball. Astros just need to get the A's in town this weekend. That'll turn things around. But, the Rangers are the one that kind of disappointed me. I thought they'd be in the race the whole time. And they just, you know, even up until the Darvish trade, they just didn't really ever make any kind of run where you'd say, all right, they're contenders. I mean, they had one good stretch, and then they fell off. Magdaddy, yes, I read today, Verlander clear waivers but not traded. How does that work in baseball? Yeah, we've had to explain that to people. Basically, once he clears waivers, he can be traded to anybody. So if they wanted him, they could make a deal for him. And if somebody claims him, then Detroit can pull him back. Kyle says, can you ban Astros talk forever? Baseball is a snooze fest. You know what? See, this is the thing that Astros fans about to find out in about a week here. They're going to have a hard time scratching the surface.
Yeah.
And until the playoffs. And even then, once you get into
even playoff Astros is still second fiddle to
regular football. Season Texans game to big college football game to all of it. So, you know, it's been a nice little distraction this summer. But the reality is they don't measure up to football in Texas. And, you know, so, you know, you should have got on it while you could instead of doing stuff like that. I could probably have. Let me see. What other football? I can get football stories anywhere. I got plenty of football.
Yeah, football's not. That's easy to talk about.
Oh, did you see the latest in the Maglinagi thing? Maglinagi.
I just saw that he said that, after, I mean, he finally saw some of the video of it, and it was more of a push down on his neck than a shove. I don't know.
Well,
he sounds like he's embarrassed, which he probably should be, but.
Well, he should just be shutting up, because apparently, you know, after he did all the talking, the video came out, and now he's having to say, well, he won the 11th and 12th rounds. That's what they showed, and it's edited and all this stuff. And it's like, it kind of looks like you're getting your ass kicked. So he went after Dana White, and he said, tweeted at him, at Dana White, you bleep. You were actually there and saw all 12 rounds. Really, you bleep, cue ball, bleep, fraud. Kissing my bleep after the 12 rounds, I guess. Magically video appeared after he came out and said, oh, that was a push.
Yep.
So That'll be the next big fight after after Connor wins. It'll be
after Connor wins. That's the point. Like I saw him saying that he wants to he wanted to fight him after this, but he knows that after he loses, there's not going to be much to it. So.
No. He said that was terrible sparring on McGregor's part. He was hitting in the back of the head.
I mean, it's terrible sparring, period.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Paulie didn't look great either. But
No, but and maybe that's just part of it is that he knows he looked bad in that video. They both did. But Astros over high school football. Yeah, you get them over high school football, but
yes.
You don't get them over colleges in the NFL. That's
why are people so loud out there, John?
Yeah, I mean, when you can hear them.
I feel like we've gone over this a lot of times.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's just, I'm sure
they do their own show out there. That's what it is. The intern show. That's why they need to get a podcast.
So where they sit there and read the TV. That's all they do is sit there and read the TV. Yeah, they should do their own podcast.
It's the intern show.
Oh, well. Do some college football when we come back.
I'm down.
All right, I've got some college football for you. We're gonna take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center. This report is sponsored by Papa John's Pizza. I-10 westbound at Washington. Watch for an accident in three left lanes. Papa John's Pizza, made with fresh, never frozen original dough, our signature pizza sauce, and real cheese made from mozzarella. Order your pizza online today at papajohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Want to let you know that you can come join The Blitz at Constellation Field tomorrow. We'll broadcast live from Sugar Land. Skeeters will take the field at 7:05 to face the York Revolution. It's affordable family fun. Log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com and get your tickets now. A little college football news here for you. Not a real shock. Jared Stidham, the former Baylor quarterback, will be the starter at Auburn. So I think that's an upgrade over what they had last year. I like him. So that's going to be a team to watch. But I think it's also a big year for Malzahn. How do you think they do?
I tend to think they're the second best team in that division behind Alabama.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Hey, I found something, not sports related, but we have a lot of issues with things on airplanes, right?
Yeah.
Well, Business Insider had flight attendants share 25 things they wish passengers would stop doing. And I think I agree with almost all these. I kind of wish they'd stop doing them too. I don't know if I'll do them all, but like hogging the overhead bins.
I don't ever use the overhead bins. I carry a backpack onto a plane and I put it under the seat in front.
Well, but you check your bag.
Yeah,
I check your bag. Like I don't, but mine only has clothes on it, so it crushes down real easy. So that's not really hogging. Not saying hello when they come on board.
I don't need that, but I mean, okay. Mm.
Poor timing. Stop trying to hand us trash on the beverage cart or asking us to take your trash while we're handing out food. Who does that? I just put mine in the pocket until they're coming around looking for trash.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do.
Putting feet on walls or other passenger seats.
Well, listen, my feet can't move during a flight, so you don't have to worry about
that. Yeah, but well, I'm not saying you do that, but that would be annoying. Asking, what do you have? There's literally an announcement telling you where to find the menu. We have 100 drinks if you count alcohol, and you want me to list it while 200 other people wait for their drinks? That just seems a little whiny there. Not listening to the safety presentation.
I never do that.
It says be a little more respectful of crew. We're just trying to do their job. How many times have you flown in your life? I've heard that thing.
Yeah, I know what to do in case of an emergency.
800 times, yes. So, not specifying how you take your coffee. When you order coffee, tell me whether you want cream or sugar so I don't have to ask for the millionth time. Again, a little whiny. I always just tell them black coffee.
I never ask for coffee on a plane. I'm good.
Okay, here's one I agree with them on. Don't bring your heavy carry-on on board the aircraft and then ask me to put it in the overhead bin for you because it's too heavy for you to do it.
That's weird.
Yeah, well.
Although, like, I could see if there's a man flight attendant and a lady bag carrier. But if your bag is too heavy to put in the overhead bin, you should check it anyway.
Yeah, I agree. Unless you're a little person. Then you need help.
Fair.
Occupying the toilets once you see the aircraft is descending.
That's obnoxious.
No. Yeah. If you can't wait 15 minutes, please take the headphones off when we come by and ask you what you would like to drink.
If I've got my headphones on, it means that I don't want you to ask me anything.
Yeah.
That's a universal sign.
Like I said, some of these are a little whiny. Ringing the call button unless it's truly necessary.
Like when someone vomits all over the place?
That's necessary.
Okay. Just making sure that's a good time.
Touching flight attendants to get their attention? I don't do that.
No.
Getting up to use the lavatory when the seatbelt sign is on.
I mean, if it's an emergency, but yeah. That's about it.
If you got to go, you got to go. Otherwise, you might wind up throwing up all over somebody.
Right.
Let's see. Acting entitled. That just goes anywhere. Stop trying to sneak into an upgrade seat.
I've never done that.
No, me either. Going barefoot.
I'm against that.
Yeah.
And I know you might think that I would be for that, but I'm against that.
Snapping your fingers.
No.
I don't do that. Okay, here's another one that I would never do. Galley yoga. Getting up and wanting to stretch in our galleys like it's a yoga studio or wanting to stand in our galleys is annoying. Well, you didn't want to stand in there and you had to. The galley is our only work area. And we have nowhere else to go because our seats are in the galley by the doors. Yeah. Getting upset with flight attendants for things that clearly aren't their fault. I agree it sucks that the flight got canceled and you'll miss something important. And expecting flight attendants to have all the information from the captain. We know maybe 5% of what they do. We don't know how bad the weather is, why we're taking a new route, or why we can't land early. Ooh, clipping your toenails? People do
that's vile.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Watching porn?
Don't do that.
Don't watch porn on planes. Trying to get freebies. Says people sometimes come on the plane and hint for a free drink. The plane was delayed 10 minutes. Is there a free drink for me for that? Some people will go to the local liquor store and bring their mini bottles of booze on the plane. Making demands as soon as you're on board.
Can you do that?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe if, because I don't think the duty free, I don't think they sell the miniature bottles.
No, they just sell the big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, and then you got to be leaving the country. Making demands as soon as you get on board. So basically, boarding is one of the most stressful parts of the job with all the required safety checks and federal rules we have to follow. So when people come on board and immediately demand water to take a pill or snacks for a diabetic, it makes me wonder why that couldn't have been taken care of in the airport. Because they're probably cheap and don't want to pay for it in the airport. That's why. Okay, so I have a few things for flight attendants. Okay?
Okay.
Don't be sourpusses.
Okay.
So we've seen a lot of them that are just kind of grouchy.
Yeah.
And I get it's probably not the most fun job in the world. But, yeah, I will adhere to every one of these things. Probably already do. But just don't be grouchy. Don't act like we're putting you out. What irritates me are people who call someone to say, "We just landed. What does that achieve?" Soccer Bilal. I'm all for a text. Somebody says you can bring mini liquor bottles under 4 ounces. You can?
How? You can't get those through security.
Yeah.
If I need to know about this.
Yeah, this could be a game changer for me.
Yeah.
If this is actually real. So that's what everybody keeps saying, that it's definitely allowed. See, Tyler says you can bring mini bottles, but they have to be on a baggie, like toiletries.
Oh, okay.
But But you don't pour it in the baggie, right? It's just in the...
Yeah, it's a bottle right. inside the baggie.
Well, I'll do that. I don't have a problem putting it in a baggie.
Okay.
How many can I bring? Is there a limit?
3.4-ounce bottles of liquor.
But how many?
Each liquor bottle, I don't know, it says, this is from the TSA, travelers may carry as many as 3.4-ounce bottles of liquor. Many bottles of liquor are 1.7 ounces that fit comfortably in one quart-size clear plastic zip-top bag. So a quart-size zip-top bag. So if you can fill that up with little mini bottles of liquor, then you're good.
All right.
Okay. Well.
Looks like you're getting sauced.
Guess who's taking a little trip to Specs before he gets on the... Well, we're getting leaving at 6 in the morning. I'm not drinking then.
You say that.
No, I know that. But, wow, okay.
I mean, you could... I guess you could bring it on the way back.
No, but it says you may carry as many 3.4-ounce bottles of liquid that fit... Wow, that's...
Yeah, as long as it's not busting out of the seams. But, it says comfortable means that the bag will seal without busting at the seams.
I mean, I wouldn't need more than like 4 or 5 for a three-hour flight.
Yeah, one bag is permitted per passenger.
Okay. That's good to know.
The more you know.
Oh. So it says clapping when the plane lands. I'm against that, Carlos. I'm only for it if you've had like a really turbulent flight and you were scared spitless.
Right.
Which I've had a couple of those. I would have, one of those kiss the ground type of flights.
Against people getting up as soon as the plane lands.
Yeah.
Getting their stuff out. You're not going anywhere.
Ah, see, 281 says you can't drink them on the plane. You can bring them with you, but you can't drink them on the plane.
What's the point?
Well, yeah, what is the point?
I mean, you can't.
Knowingly drink it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to. It's just like being at the park where you're not supposed to have public display of alcohol.
Right.
I'll get it in my cup. I can take care of that. Is that Soccer Bilal? Going to clarify it for us?
Dalal.
I bet it's Bilal. I bet you. I'm going to blame this on the intern. I bet it's Soccer Bilal.
It is.
Of sports course.
Sports and flying, gentlemen.
Sports to you.
So I just got back yesterday and. The way it is, international flight, you can buy the small bottles of alcohol that they sell in the duty-free stores, and you can bring it with you, and you can drink it. One, you can't share it with anybody, but you can drink the ones that they sell in the duty-free shop.
Okay. But, well, you can't buy the tiny bottles in the duty-free.
I've done that before where I'm flying back from Canada. I'll buy a bottle and drink it on the plane. They've never said anything to me.
Okay.
Not the whole bottle, of course. Like some of it. But, Gary says you're not allowed to drink liquor not purchased on board.
Yeah, well, you're not allowed to do a lot of things technically.
Now, you're not
what
allowed
to do, kick you off the plane?
You're not allowed to lean back on me either, but people do it. Actually, you are allowed to do that. But, thing is, most of the time, at least when we do those long flights, I'm going ahead and spring in for first class so I get all the alcohol I want as it is. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I want to thank you for the clarification, Soccer Bilal. Well, I got my hopes up for a second. Now they've been dashed. It's a shame. All right. Well, we have one segment left, and then we will wrap this puppy up.
All right, I'm going to tell you guys about Allied Outdoor Solutions. You may be wanting to spend more time outdoors, but you may not be happy with your outdoor living area. And happens to a lot of people. You may have an old patio or a grayed-out pool deck, whatever the case may be. No problem. I know what you're thinking. It cost me too much to redo that. It would cost you too much to tear all that out and do it over. That's where Carvestone comes in. Carvestone from Allied Outdoor Solutions is an overlay that will give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trout hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If you've currently got a blank slate in the backyard, you want to build something up, Allied's got you covered there too. They can do just a functional concrete patio if you want, or if you want to go all out and go with an outdoor kitchen and a patio cover, they can do that as well. They do residential and commercial projects. And they can help you save money, 0% financing for up to 18 months. Guys, save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay. Get yourself the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check them out online, alliedoutdoorsolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right, guys. It's summertime. You want to drink something cool. You want to drink something refreshing. Don't want something too heavy, of course. Carbox got you covered. Whatever your taste may be, Carbox got something for you. Staycation's a great one for the summertime months. Brewed with bright, citrusy, aromatic hops. A touch of wheat gives it a nice, smooth finish. The Weekend Warrior, if you're looking for something a little hoppier, which is one of my favorites. It's got that bright, citrusy hop bitterness, nice aromatics, good balanced pale ale. The Weekend Warrior. And then the Love Street, which is their Kolsch, which is one of their best sellers now. And is really a great beer for any occasion, but particularly when it's hot out there. Speaking of Love Street, the Love Street Blues, every Wednesday in the beer garden out there at the Carbach Restaurant in partnership with the Houston Blues Society. No cover for listening to the brews or listening to the tunes. More info at carbachbrewing.com. Whatever you're doing this week, make your day better by picking up your favorite Carbach beer, just telling your bartender, hey, please make it a Carbach. That's Carbach Brewing, carbachbrewing.com.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
Sports!
Hey, come join us tomorrow at Constellation Field. We'll broadcast live from Sugarland. Skeeters take the field at 7:05 to face the York Revolution. It's affordable family fun. Log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com and get your tickets now. All right, let's do a dumbass report.
Let's do it. Let's start with a man who, this is Florida, of course, Crestview, Florida. 32-year-old man is in custody following a Saturday night rampage. It caused more than $100,000 in damage to the liquor store that's under construction at the Crestview Walmart and to construction equipment. Around 9:10 p.m., the suspect, Matthew Horace Jones, used a forklift to damage the building under construction. According to police, Jones allegedly broke into the fenced-in construction site on the north side using an extendable forklift that was parked at the job site. The building under construction was destroyed. Additionally, he damaged a city fire hydrant and a 2-inch water meter worth about $3,200. The police received calls that he was throwing cinder blocks off the scaffolding in the construction zone. According to a building contractor, the damage included $40,000 in scaffolding and materials, $15,000 in block and mortar, $15,000 in forklift, a $7,500 mixer, $1,500 in mud pans, and $4,000 in damaged fencing. He also caused about $60,000 in labor to clean and rebuild the site. Officers stopped him at gunpoint, were able to detain him. Jones stated at the time his name was Alice Wonderland, and he was told to commit the offenses by a hookah-smoking caterpillar. The defendant stated Walmart was building a place to sell alcohol, and he had a problem with it. So he decided to basically destroy it. Probably not wise. Speaking of the police, a pizzeria in East Brunswick is taking some heat from local residents after a town cop accused an employee of scrawling pig on top of a pizza box. The owner of the eatery adamantly denies the claim, calling it a misunderstanding over a box marked with a P for plain pie and a symbol for a garlic twist, not pig.
Right.
He said, "This has been a nightmare. We love cops. People just want to blow it up for our business to fail." The incident happened on August 1st. While the officer waited for her order, Mancini's brother, who was working the counter, had marked the box with a Sharpie and put it on the oven awaiting a pickup. Uniformed officer said the box had a derogatory comment directed towards the officer written on it. After confronting the employee, the officer left without her food or a refund. the brother said the box wasn't even hers. He says this was an order for someone else, not even her order. But apparently there's a lot of controversy now. I'm looking at the picture. I mean, there's a P, and then there's like a squiggle. I'm not getting an IG from that squiggle, but, you know, I'm not overly sensitive to things like that, I guess. And finally, sometimes free giveaways, as we know, working in radio, they can bring out the madness. People will do a lot of things for free stuff. Right, John?
Yep.
And
yep.
We've got one on the way out, so.
Yeah.
This will be a good setup.
Well, paramedics in Camden were injecting naloxone, better known as Narcan, which is kind of heroin. Around 6 a.m. on Wednesday, it was a free giveaway day after a bad batch of drugs. Around 6 a.m. on Wednesday, Cooper EMS Chief Steve Hale and his team were dispatched to a call for two overdose victims, but the number grew to 16.
Jeez.
Hale told NBC 10 the spike to 16 an hour, opposed to the 9 the team typically sees in one day, came from a bad batch of drugs given out by dealers. He explained that occasionally dealers have free giveaway day to let people try their products. None of the victims died, but they all overdosed.
Bet you're not going to get any repeat business from those guys.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
It's not the best marketing plan.
Yeah, so be careful on free giveaway day from your local heroin dealer. And that, Fred, is your dumbass report.
Well, here's a free giveaway that, well, you might overdose on this, too. Maybe. All right, not at all. Win two tickets to the third annual Whiskies of the World Houston at the JW Marriott Galleria Thursday, September 14th. Discover the world of whiskey like you've never seen it before. Over 200 of the most fascinating distilled spirits from around the globe, along with their makers and ambassadors, creating an unforgettable tasting experience. Get your tickets now at whiskeysoftheworld.com, caller 15. Jason says, what's worse, grouchy attendance or fake Uber positive attendant? I'll go with grouchy.
Yeah, I'll take the positive over the negative any day.
Yeah, even if it's fake.
Yeah.
At least, you know. But the grouchy ones are, they just drive me nuts. And it actually works because I will avoid dealing with them at all. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up. Want to thank Jong Lee. Great job today. AJ Hoffman did a great job today. I only partially sucked, but I gave stuff to the people, so there's that. All righty. We will try it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.